Road deaths are up so far this year. The number of deaths was 145 as of last Monday. And today, with the launch of the Christmas Road Safety Campaign, a new drug testing system is being deployed by the Garda. For more, I'm joined by Sam Wade, who's the Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority, and Professor Dennis Cusack, who's the Director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. Good morning, gentlemen. And Sam Wade, to begin with, this six-week Christmas campaign being launched today, but road deaths unfortunately up this year.
Yes, thank you, Anya, and thank you for inviting us on air. 22% increase, that's the stark reality of fatalities compared to last year. And as you rightly say, 145. In fact, it's again this morning 146. And these fatalities, they're road traffic collisions and fatalities, and to this time of year, coming to Christmas, it's a 146 empty chairs at the table Christmas and New Year, and it continues and is a significant concern that the increase compared to last year, unfortunately, it's what we've seen is actually a return to pre-COVID trends, in particular in terms of where and when collisions occur, and it is about loss of life and families who will have that emptiness this year. And also, it is about also serious injuries, collisions actually, serious injuries occur, and that changes people's lives forever.
You have a particular concern about the increase in the number of pedestrian fatalities?
Yes, there is. One of the areas that is pedestrians this year have almost doubled, and that's for your listeners. Drivers in particular need to be more aware of pedestrians, and this time of year, it's for people to make the right decisions, plan ahead, because that doubling of pedestrian fatalities, it's a number of combination of factors, but the overall fatalities has returned to the weekends. But pedestrians are most vulnerable, and other vulnerable road users. And let me give you an example. If you as a driver set out in the morning, this morning, tomorrow morning, over the next few weeks, over the Christmas period, travelling at 60 kilometres per hour, if you strike hit a pedestrian, 9 out of 10 of those pedestrians will die. If you're travelling at 30 kilometres per hour, 9 out of 10 of those pedestrians will survive. And that's the stark message in reality for drivers to take care over the Christmas New Year period, but also for pedestrians to be more mindful and plan ahead when you go out at Christmas. Plan ahead and plan to get home safely.
And Professor Dennis Cusack, the new drug testing kits that are being rolled out today, what kind of game changer do you think will they be?
Well, Anya, I think today is a very exciting day for road safety. And as Sam was saying, it's not just about deaths. We also have to remember so many people are injured and some of them paralysed for life. So today, it's a great collaboration between the Gardaí and the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. Together we've assessed these devices, we've trained the Gardaí, and we project at least about 16,000 of them will be used in the next year. Up to now, we've been testing at the roadside for cannabis, cocaine, Valium-like drugs and opiates. And as of today, we're adding amphetamine and methamphetamine. And the great thing about this, it's another progress. Shorter time, the cassette is more portable. It's actually not unlike the COVID antigen test that everybody's used to. And the new drug wipe cassette, as I said, starting from today, it's going to improve enforcement, because we know that there's a huge amount of drugs driving out there. Amphetamine, methamphetamine has increased. We know from the recent electric picnic, new psychoactive drugs are there. Countries are looking at cannabis. And indeed, there's a bill from the People Before Profit, TD, Gino Kenny, which is opening to discussion, you know, about cannabis and medicines. And the one thing I would also say is to reassure people who are listening, if you're on prescribed medications or over-the-counter medications from your pharmacists, don't worry, provided you take them in accordance with the prescription or the advice of your pharmacist or doctor, you're going to be okay. Even if you test positive for a number of the drugs, which you would expect, for example, if you're on something containing codeine, once you're taking them in the prescribed manner and you're not impaired,
Even though the packet very often on an awful lot of medicines now may cause dizziness, do not drive.
Well, people, that's why it's very important to speak to the pharmacist. Now, they're often when people are taking them, you know, just once off. But if people are on a longer term medicine, check with your doctor, check with your pharmacist. And in fact, stay on your medications. Make sure you take them. They actually make you healthier and better driving. So it's really about fitness to drive. But today is also to get the message across. If people are taking drugs and driving, they will be find themselves tested by the Gardaí. And let us not forget, still, the biggest single danger for drug driving is alcohol. Alcohol is still there. So when we put it all together, our aim, and we're going to work earnestly, when you hear the stories of families, which we're going to hear later today, who've lost their loved ones or a people who've been injured, it just makes us all think very carefully. This isn't punitive. This isn't, you know, just about everybody trying to stop people doing things. This is about keeping us all safe on the roads and making sure that there will be as many people sitting down to Christmas dinner and right through the year with their families as is possible. And that's why today is an exciting day.
Just very briefly, the morning after, a lot of people feeling cheesed off, they're saying, you know, I was tested, it came up positive, but sure, I was fine.
Well, the law is if you're over a certain limit for alcohol, that is an offence. And that's also based on medical criteria. And one of the things people have to be aware of is if you're out drinking, you know, it's drinking water, drinking alcohol, drinking water and so on, it's not going to help you. You might feel a bit better, but the alcohol is still in your system. So people have to be extremely careful coming up to Christmas with the parties and so on. And we want people to enjoy themselves. But if you're out late drinking into the early hours of the morning, really take great care before getting behind the wheel of a car, or indeed on your motorbike or your bike, or even out as a pedestrian walking. Anytime you have alcohol or drugs on board, you're not safe.
Professor Dennis Cusack, Director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, and Sam Wade, Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority. Thank you both for talking to us on Morning Ireland.